Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Emily described her family when she was growing up as struggling with the disease of alcohol. It was hard watching her dad destroy his life with alcohol. At 12, Emily started drinking as well. It gave her a false sense of joy. She never felt like she was worth much, but drinking gave her a false sense of relief and that all her troubles had gone. But eventually, it led into years of what she said was living hell. At 16, she was inebriated daily, and this led to drugs. At 19, she went into rehab for a year, but not long after graduating from the program, her father died. She was shattered, but managed to stay sober for another year while she threw herself into her work. But she soon returned to the bottle. Emily remembers thinking, "If I'm going to be miserable, then I'd rather be miserable and drinking." Then she got into ICE. She lost the ability to care about anything and anyone other than drugs. She got to the point where she couldn't go on and said she really wanted to die. Up until this time, God had only been a concept to Emily. She prayed for her life to end because she believed her addiction was incurable. Then came jail for drug-related crimes. Three of her drug-addicted friends died in the meantime. When paroled, she entered Duralong Transformation Centre. In rehab, going to chapel each week, she began learning about God and she opened her life up to Him. Emily said it gave her the love and peace she craved. Emily has plans to become a social worker or a substance abuse worker and is reaching out to others as a mentor in Duralong. She said, "Being able to offer support and compassion to people who are struggling is just incredible." I'm Aaron Wright.